It was Saul Stein, high school buddy, editor, novelist, playwright, who first suggested this book. My reaction was not enthusiastic. As I remember, I told him that I was too young to publish my memoirs. I had never thought of these essays as a possible book. Once they were behind me, I don't, in fact, think that I thought of them at all. Saul's suggestion had the startling and unkind effect of causing me to realize that time had passed. It was as though he had dashed cold water in my face. Saul persisted, however, and so did the dangers and rigors of my situation. I had returned from Paris in 1954 out of motives not at all clear to me. I had promised a Swiss friend a visit to the land of my birth, but that, I think, has to be recognized as a pretext. It fails to have the weight of a motive. I find no objective reason for my return to America at that time. I am not sure that I can find the subjective one either. Yet here I was, at the top of 1954, several months shy of 30, scared to death, but happy to be with my family and my friends. It was my second return since my departure in 1948. I had returned in 1952 with my first novel, stayed long enough to show it to my family and to sell it, and then I hauled on out of here. In 1954, I came back with The Amen Corner, and I was working on Giovanni's Room, which had broken off from what was to become Another Country. Actually, 54 to 55, in spite of frightening moments, and not only in retrospect, was a great year. I had, after all, survived something. The proof was that I was working. I was at the writer's colony, Yaddo, in Saratoga Springs, when my buddy, Marlon Brando, won the Oscar, and I watched Bette Davis present it to him and kiss him on TV. The late Owen Dodson called me there, from Washington, D.C., to say that he was directing, at Howard University, a student production of my play. I went to Washington, where I met the late, great E. Franklin Frazier and the great Sterling Brown. Howard was the first college campus I had ever seen, and without these men, I do not know what would have become of my morale. The play, thank God, was a tremendous 7 or 10 day wonder, playing to standing room only on the last night. In spite of a reluctant, not yet black faculty, this play will set back the speech department by 30 years, a bewildered variety, what do you think Negroes in the North will think of this play? And the fact that it was not to be seen again for nearly 10 years. And I had fallen in love. I was happy. The world had never before been so beautiful a place.